Before Breonna Taylor, before Ahmaud Arbery, before George Floyd, before their violent deaths ignited a national conversation about race and police, there was Michael Brown, 18 years old, African-American, shot during a police encounter in 2014. His body was left on the street for 4 hours. His town, Ferguson, Missouri, became synonymous with unrest when a jury did not indict police involved in Brown's death. The Ferguson protests helped establish the Black Lives Matter movement and drew the attention of the federal government. After the U.S. Justice Department investigation, the city entered into a federal consent decree in 2016 that resulted in widespread policing and municipal court reforms. Well, this month, Ferguson, which is more than two-thirds African-American, elected its first Black mayor, who will also be the first woman mayor. She is Ella Jones, and she joins us now. Mayor-elect, welcome.
Thank you.
I will start here. How would you say Ferguson is doing nearly 6 years after Michael Brown's death?
Ferguson has improved. We have a lot more work to do. And the majority of the officers that was involved in the 2014 protests are no longer with the police force.
So you're saying things are better, but not enough has changed. Can you be specific about what your priorities will be when you come into office?
Well, the election really sent a message that people want to be included. And one of my goals, for instance, the underserved, they feel like they're excluded. No one cares about them. The people want to be a part of the government. And so that's one of my goals, to have office hours for people to come in and talk and share their views or their dislike. And within 90 to 100 days after I am in office, we're going to have a town hall meeting so everyone would know the state of Ferguson instead of a select few.
I do want to put to you what is very much a live question at the moment in cities all over our country. It's a question that I put to the mayor of D.C. this week and to the mayor of Minneapolis, and it is, where do you stand on the mounting calls to defund the police?
I am not for that, simply because I've looked at Ferguson Police Department. I've looked at the changes that they have made and the changes that they are going to make. I don't agree. You have to get in. The community have to start working with their police department, and the police department needs to start working with their community, not to police them, but protect and to serve them.
Does it discourage you that these protests, at least from where you sit, don't feel different from the ones in 2014, after everything Ferguson has been through and all the changes that the city's tried to make?
It's just hurt me. You know, I just don't see, even though we are striving to do better, Ferguson is considered as ground zero. And anything that happens in the United States, they're going to always come back to Ferguson. So I will go, as a city, as a community, we need to work and strive toward a better image so Ferguson can be viewed not only as ground zero, but they're making strides. They're working with, under the consent decree. The people are beginning to work together. And only then will we change the image. I'm not saying we got to forget Michael Brown. We'll never forget that. That's a part of our history. It's here to stay. But however, we've got to show people that we are improving. It's okay to come back and protest all you want, but don't destroy people's property.
Yeah. That is Ella Jones, the mayor-elect, talking to us from Ferguson, Missouri. Mayor-elect Jones, thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
You too.